Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to the Robotics and Physical AI Roundup for 18 May 2026. Two headlines, one practical theme. The hype around AI in robotics is colliding with deployment reality, and that collision is reshaping hiring, engineering, and what gets built next.
First up, a mobility industry pulse shows hiring patterns shifting toward ML, perception, and systems engineers. That changes who builds autonomy stacks. More software-first talent, fewer specialists narrowly focused on mechanical controls. And that matters for everything from cars to humanoid platforms.
That hiring shift isn't just semantics. Teams with more ML and data engineers push timelines toward longer integration phases, heavier use of simulation and cloud tooling, and tighter partnerships with OEMs who control test beds and field data. Talent bottlenecks can now slow product schedules.
The second story, world action models, WAMs, are becoming a practical tool. Instead of predicting the next action, they forecast how the world state changes after actions. That gives planners a notion of consequences, which helps safety-aware decisions and more robust task sequencing for operators.
Technically, WAMs are a form of learned dynamics model. They let you plan with imagined futures and test candidate actions mentally before executing. That can improve sample efficiency and long-horizon planning, but only if the models capture realistic dynamics and perception. The sim-to-real gap bites here.
Both stories converge on one blunt fact. Deployment is still earned in the field. You need data collection pipelines, validation, safety cases, and operational engineering to translate research gains into live systems. Fancy models don't skip that backbone work.
Where WAMs add immediate value, chaotic scenes and manipulation. Autonomous vehicles predicting how a jaywalker or a rolling object might respond. Or humanoids planning multi-step grasps where objects and contacts change the scene. The trade-off is compute and latency. Planners must be fast and conservative.
On the business side, the hiring trends favor organizations with access to real-world data, fleets, test sites, and production partners. Startups without those assets either specialize in narrow modules or pivot to services that support data ops. Reskilling field technicians into data and systems roles becomes strategic.
Synthesis. The narrative shifts from sexy demos to operational engineering. Advances like WAMs matter only when plugged into robust data pipelines, validation regimes, and teams that can scale deployment. The frontier right now is less about new algorithms and more about marrying those algorithms to real-world ops.
That's it for today's roundup. We'll watch hiring, data access, and WAM deployments closely as the year unfolds. Follow for updates and field-level stories. See you next time. Siddhal Tagger.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.